This is Jim Steele, and this is the Jim Steele program. We call it Live Again, but I would just say it's the Jim Steele program. Jim Steele and you. I like to be as personal as I can. And we're going to talk today about the Dexter Bowdoin method. On Live Again, we talk about ways to enhance yourself physically. And I know that many of you want to get your skin looking good. You want to get your muscles toned. You want to start to bring back some of that sheen and some of that lift. And if you can, get some of the hair regenerated in areas perhaps where it hasn't grown, perhaps in decades. And you also want to, enhance the beauty of your love life and the young lady that you're with, the young man that you're with. And so in order to do that, we bring you on here on the Jim Steele Live Again program, and we welcome you. We have with us Bobby Dooley, who is generally heard on the Phil Hendry Show, and she's also heard on her own podcast from time to time. She's the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Bobby, a pleasant day to you.
Well, thank you very much. Jim, we're looking forward to this.
And Clarence is with us, Clarence Osagos, 12 years in MMA, 10 years as a prize fighter in the prize ring. And Clarence, you're interested to see what we can do today with the Live Again, with the Bowdoin method and the five methods of enhancing your skin.
Yeah, I want to know. Yeah, I want to get all of that. I feel like it's time for me.
Now, you are in MMA, and Bobby, you know what MMA is?
Well, it's mixed martial arts, is my understanding, but I don't know a lot about the rules.
It's very hard hitting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead. Well,
all right, tell us about you're in the prize ring.
Yeah, I fought light heavy in the prize ring, and then I go to MMA.
And you got bounced around pretty good, didn't you? You got hit.
Well, you look like you've been in a few fights.
Yeah, well, I took a few shots. Yeah.
Yeah, you more than a few shots. Let's be honest, Clarence. You got your face kicked in, didn't you?
I took a shot, but I got up and I took another shot, and then I got up. And I keep on going, you know.
Yeah, well, you keep on going. That's good for you, and we appreciate that. But what I'm saying essentially is that you had getting up, you still had to have your face punched in.
Yeah, you. In other words, you were good at bouncing back.
Yeah, I'm very good at that.
But you still got your nose broken.
Yeah, I got my nose broken here. Right here.
Don't put your nose in a lady's face, Clarence.
I'm sorry. Here and here.
All right. And so, for 12 years in MMA, you had your face bounced off and up and down off the ring, almost like your head was a basketball. You wrote about that in a column you did for the Greaser News, right?
Yeah, I did. I said, especially a guy by the name of Joey Dukes.
Joey Dukes was a great one.
It was Joey Dukes. This was a...
He was one of the big MMAs.
The great MMA... welterweight, and Joey Dukes would take my head like a basketball.
And he'd bounce it, huh?
Yeah, I bounced it right off the thing.
All right. Who else?
Presley Morgan, too.
Now, Presley Morgan had a great repartee, a lot of kicks, a lot of punches, could get out of those holds, had some great sleeper holds.
Yeah, he did. He punched my face in good. He took it and scraped it up and down on the cage, you know?
All right, so he ran your face up and down on the cage. Now, that was right after you were in the prize ring.
Yeah, that prize fight.
And how many times were you knocked out?
Not being knocked out is pretty dangerous, isn't it?
No, but not if you're Clarence. Clarence could take it.
Yeah, I knocked out about 12 times.
Out cold.
Yeah, out cold.
How many fights did you lose?
40 professional fights, a lot, not too good, you know.
Well, how many did you lose? Out of 40?
Yeah, I lost about 33.
33 fights out of 40.
Well, you don't laugh at me.
I don't mean to laugh at you, Clarence. So that's when you decided you'd get into the 10 years and you only had 40 fights?
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, I had a lot more fights, but those are the ones I kept track of. A lot of them I lost so bad they just threw out the paperwork.
Oh, they do they do that if the fight is...
Yeah, it's so one-sided.
Well, one-sided is one way of putting it, or you could call it something else.
All right, never took no dive. No.
All right, okay, whatever you say there, champ. Anyway, folks, Jim Steele here with you. Jim Steele's Live Again, and we have the Dexter Bowdoin method. Bobby Dooley is joining us, and we're going to talk about enhancing and making the skin just shine and glow. And, Bobby, I can see that you've got beautiful, beautiful skin. You've used Dexter Bowdoin's methods and facials.
Well, I have. I've gotten the facial almost nightly, and What I love most about it is the beautiful way that it coats the face and can sit and imbue, almost become a part of your skin. And when they finally peel it off, it's painful because it's like an adhesive.
Yeah.
But when they pull it off, eventually after the pain subsides.
How long does it take for the pain to go away? Because you got to be tough.
You have to be tough, Dexter Bourdouin. I would say it takes about an hour before the stinging goes away. But when you get a facial from Dexter Bourdouin, you know that you're really in for a treat because the skin begins to tingle, and you look in the mirror and you don't recognize yourself for a couple of days.
What is that?
Well, let's listen to her, champ.
Well, you're waiting for a lot of the skin to regenerate, but you do. After a couple of days, you look almost like who you look. You look better, though.
You look better. That's what we want to tell people. You look better. You don't recognize yourself for 2 days, but you look better.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's very good. That's very good. Because a lot of people say, I look in the mirror after the Dexter Bourdain facial.
And you don't recognize yourself, and you're frightened. And you don't know.
What do you look like?
Well, you look an awful lot like someone that's had their face peeled off, but it regenerates, I would say, after an ape attack, you know.
Now, hold on, champ. She's saying after an ape attack, but then it grows back.
Yeah, like after an ape attack.
Well, you look like after an ape attack, but then it comes back. And what you look like after that, you will have people lining up around the block to get a good look at you.
You got some air in there. A cold draft just came through here, and I think Bobby would like my coat.
No, I noticed I have a cough.
Well, this is Jim Steele's Live Again. Clarence, we're going to give you the enhanced treatment here, and Dexter Bourdouin himself will be coming in about 5 minutes, and Clarence here is going to get the full Dexter Bourdouin method, Bobby.
Well, you're
going
to love it, and...
Did you have it?
I did, yes. And as I say, I started with the facial. I think you're going to enjoy every aspect of it.
There's a lot that can be done with you, champ. And I say champ. You weren't never a champ, were you?
No, I'm not ever a champ, but I, you know, got close. Knock wood.
Right. Well, that's not wood you're knocking on, but...
Knock like laminate.
Like a laminated thing, yeah. Well, we're going to talk with Dexter Bourdouin in a moment. We're going to have Clarence Ossifoss sit down in the chair and get the whole treatment from Dexter here on Jim Steele's Live Again. And boy, I'll tell you, I've gotten more cards and letters from people who are so happy with a lot of the health and beauty tips we give out here. I got one from a gentleman in Nashville, and I meant to write you back. His name is Paul Roderberry. And Paul, I want you to know I'm coming to Nashville in 2 weeks. I'm on my book tour. I want to meet you. Come on up to the book desk there. I'll be at the Bonds Bookseller in downtown Memphis, and I want you to come up to me and say, hey, you, I'm Paul, and I'll say, yes, you are, and I'll show you what I mean by the slap effect. And he was saying, would you slap me across the face the way you said you'd slap so-and-so? I forget who it was.
Well, you said that you wanted to slap Donald Trump.
Oh, I did, didn't I? Oh, I got angry at him one time. I've got nothing against Donald Trump, please understand, but I said I'd like to slap him across the face, and this guy wrote and said, why don't you try it with me? And I'm assuming he...
Well, you want another the beauty treatment.
Yeah, you want the Dexter Bourdouin beauty slap is what he wants.
Oh, I thought he was going to fight you.
No, he's not going to fight. You don't want to fight Jim Steele. Believe me when I tell you, you don't want to fight Jim Steele because I've got a lot of things wrong with me. And I mean that from the neck up, so don't understand it. I'm okay, but there's just enough wrong with me that when you challenge me to a fight...
Yeah, it just goes nuts and everything.
Does he really? Has he fought you?
No, he didn't fight me.
Now, Clarence would break me in half, because Clarence has professional experience.
Yeah, I'd bust him wide open, you know?
Yeah, but just the average guy writing a letter into me and saying, why don't you walk up to me and slap me? And I did get your letter, Paul, and I'd be very happy to there at the Bonds Bookseller in Memphis. If you walk up and say, hi, I'm Paul, I'll go ahead and give you what I call the Jim Steele beauty slap.
This is, if I could ask...
Go ahead, Bobby.
This is a hostile slap, though, right?
It's a hostile slap, but I'm going to deliver it in such a way that it will have some beauty enhancement features. In other words, I just don't want to slap the guy in the face. I want to give him the beauty slap. It's a crisp slap. It's very crisp and very quick, so it cuts through the air at about 150 miles an hour. I started out here. I have the open hand.
Let me look there. You got hands open about the shoulder, right?
Right about the shoulder. That's right, Clarence. And it's crisp. When I say crisp, it just it crackles the air as it whips through the air.
You got a snot rag?
I don't need a snot rag. Wow.
No, but you do have, it seems like you have the same cold.
Is that what you have, a cold?
It feels like I'm coming down with something, yeah.
I got a handkerchief.
No, thank you, please.
Don't press that on her, champ, because you've been blowing your nose with that.
Sorry.
So the beauty slap that I love to use, and I'll use it on you, Paul, when I get to Memphis, is the hand starts out about here, and it crisply whisks through the air so quickly you can hear the static electricity of the air crackling. And then it hits the skin at such a speed, and I'm saying about 140 to 165 miles per hour.
That's a very quick slap.
At the beauty slap, though.
That's right. That's the beauty slap. And pow, hits the skin. And it is so quick and so hot. It's hot fast. And then I pull the hand away that it begins to vibrate through the skin. Now, the pain is excruciating, but all of the blood that's flowing to the blood vessels in the face and the veins and everything, it comes into the face so quickly because the body is saying, what was that? We better send blood. Everybody, let's go. It's almost like he's, you know, marshaling the forces.
That's the way the body acts, as if there's an attack.
Yeah, that's the blood corpuscles.
That's right, Clarence, the blood corpuscles. Anyway, so it hits, and then all the blood goes, holy God, excuse my language, holy God, we got to get to the face. And the head blood vessel says, everyone to the face, all right? It's almost as if, well, I better not say.
You were going to say something. I know you heard Steve say something like that. He's at a bachelor party one night, and they had hired some strippers, right?
Well, I heard what he said. I wasn't going to repeat it.
Yeah. But he said the greatest thing he could possibly hear at a moment like that was everyone to the face, you know?
Right, and his face is the...
You guys...
We better not talk. Let's just not...
But that was something I heard Steve say.
Yeah, I heard that too. This is Jim Steele's Live Again. Live Again. And with me is Clarence Asagas, and we have Bobby Dooley. Dexter Bourdouin is next, and no relation to Anthony Bourdouin or whatever that guy's name is. Does anyone know? Terry, do you know?
No.
Bobby?
No, I think it is Anthony Bourdouin.
Yeah, that's the one that I heard.
All right, well, just so you know, Dexter is no relation to him. Dexter is a beauty and cosmetology and health advice expert. And we're going to talk to him in just one moment here on Jim Steele's Live Again. And welcome back to Jim Steele. And if I had an audience here...
Well, I'll go ahead. I'll give you a...
Thank you. Bobby Dooley's here.
Good.
And we got Clarence Asafas. And also joining us here is Dexter Bourdouin. Dexter, how are you?
I'm very good.
You are. And Dexter, you have done so much for the beauty and health game. I can't say enough about what you've done for the business and to enhance people.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's always been my pleasure. And we've started our enterprise here, Jim, to bring it more to people like Clarence and Bobby. I know you've tried it.
I did, and I love the facial.
Yes, I know you do. And by the way, when the skin is peeled away and you're looking back at the victim of an ape attack, as you put it, I think that's very exact. Remember that it's not a couple of days. It takes most people, the skin regenerates within 12 hours.
Oh, so why was it a couple of days for me?
Well, there was a lot to work on there. I'm not saying that you had, less beauty than others, but there was a lot to work on there.
All right, so you're not telling Bobby she's hideous looking.
Well, no, of course I'm not hideous looking. You're saying that, then what are you saying?
I'm just saying that what we had to do to your face, first of all, we had to give you the full facial, and that took two of us to do that. And then we had...
Well, what was wrong with my face?
There was nothing wrong with your face, but to regenerate your face and bring it back to a level of acceptability, at least the Dexter Bourdouin color-coded acceptability ratios, which a very high standard. To bring your face back to an acceptable level, we had to work very hard. So that's why we did take a little bit extra skin off. But today, you are more beautiful, I think, than you probably were 30 years ago. Although I didn't see you 30 years, I would be willing to bet, don't you think?
Well, there's a lot of people who say, obviously, I'm as beautiful as I ever was. Okay.
I think that's an acceptable thing.
That's acceptable, yes. I think, Jay, you look very nice.
Thank you. But to say that my face was somehow, you're not saying I was wrecked.
No, I wouldn't say you had a wrecked face. You're not using the word trucked either.
No, it's not trucked. I'm saying that we had to work hard a very long time.
All right, well, here's Clarence, and take a look at him.
Right. Well, Clarence, they tell me you were a fighter, a MMA fighter.
Yeah, I fought MMA, and I fought prize fight, too.
All right, well, try not to talk. Let me look here. You see the lip, and you see the nose, and you see these. You see how one eye is higher than the other?
Yeah.
And you'll also see here how the lips curl up and one goes down. How many teeth have you got here?
One, two, six total.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work there, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, the first thing we do is get the ears even. One ear is lower than the other, but the ear that's lower here is on the same side of the face where the eye is higher. So we'll lower the eyeball and bring the ear up.
Now, can you do all of this non-surgically?
Oh, yes. We've done this, but it takes time. Over time, especially with someone like Clarence.
Well, Clarence has a lot structurally wrong with him. You're able to raise those ears and...
Well, it's not so much raising the ears, but it's bringing the ears... It's bringing them into a symmetry. And I'm very big on symmetry. I want the symmetry of the head and the nose and the eyes. I want it all to be a part of one beautiful symmetry.
All right, so what Dexter's going to do is, Clarence, he's going to take you into the other room and start off with a facial, and then what?
And what we'll do is we'll start off with the facial. Then, Clarence, I think what I'd like to do is resonate the skin, and that is begin what we call the glow technique. So have you ever had your face, have you ever had a resonation done?
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, it's a lot of fun. A resonation is we'll heat water to boiling, and then we'll put your face in it and then pull it out very quickly so it won't be too uncomfortable. But we've got to get it red, boiling hot, and then just dip you in it. And then when you come out of it, you'll scream. But that's what begins the vibrations through the skin and through the nostrils.
So tell us again about the resonation.
The resonation is when... Do you understand what I'm saying, Clarence?
Yeah, you're going to stick my face in water?
Right. But it'll be boiling hot water, and when you scream, your face will begin to go, let me make the noise. It should be sounding like this. Blah, 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 blah. Can you do that?
How do you want to?
Hey, Clarence, just do it for the man. Go ba ba ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah, now, see, all right, so there's going to be a lot of work to be done there.
Well, what is the resonation?
When he screams, after I put his face in scalding hot water, it will vibrate through the entire face. And that will also shed the dead tissue, etc., until finally we have what's called ape attack.
You actually call it that. That's a very frightening thing.
It is, and it's not as bad as that. Would you say, Ms. Dooley?
Well, it was frightening to look at myself the first time, and then it felt like forever before there was the regeneration.
No, really, it's only about 12 hours. It should not be any more than 12 hours. If it's more than 12 hours... Then
You'll be a monkey's uncle, huh?
I'll be a monkey's uncle, absolutely. So let's take you into the next room, see what we can do.
All right, that'll be fun.
All right, that sounds great. And Bobby, you're going to stick around here for more of Jim Steele's Live Again. I know we have a couple of other demonstrations. We've got the Paddington twins are going to come out and demonstrate their, I don't want to say anything, but it's a kind of a hip flex.
Well, it's a muscle test. It's a hip muscle test, yeah. And you're tightening the sphincter, which is the anal muscle.
Okay. And what's that for? Do you want to tell me?
I'd rather not.
All right, so we're going to get into that here when we come back here on Jim Steele's Live Again.
Jim Steele's Live Again. How long has it been for you? Well, probably too long. Live Again. With Jim Steele.
Hey guys, it's Phil Henry. I hope you'll join me on May 6th at the Hollywood Improv in Los Angeles in Hollywood, California, as we have Phil Henry and Friends. That will be at the Hollywood Improv Lab, 8 o'clock, May the 6th, with myself
Andy Kindler, Darren Carter, Melinda Hill, and others to be named later as soon as we have their dossiers and files. So, join us at the Hollywood Improv May the 6th, 8 o'clock in the Hollywood Improv Lab for Phil Hendry and Friends.
All right, Jim Steele's Live Again. Hello, everybody. This is Jim Steele, and Bobby Dooley has joined us from the Phil Hendry Program and from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And the reason why you're on, Bobby, is you joined Dexter Beaudoin for the Beaudoin Facial, and you had your skin peeled off to Ape Attack, and then it began to regenerate very rapidly. You're a very beautiful woman.
Well, thank you very much. I was worried when I saw Ape Attack, but...
Because you're looking back at yourself as if your face got peeled off by a wild chimp. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's... Well, I don't know. That's what they say.
All right. It's pretty sad and sorry, a sorry thing, too. I don't even know why they call it that. Get Beaudoin in here, will you?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Get him in here. Just...
Hi.
Dexter, calling it Ape Attack is extremely insensitive and it bespeaks a insensibility towards some very vicious realities in this world. Do you think you could call it something else?
Well, look at the balls you grew. This is pretty interesting.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, I'll think about it.
All right, let's get back to our normal... I just don't like it. Let's get back to our normal course of events here and our normal thoughts. And this is Jim Steele's... This is Jim Steele's Live Again. Yes, that's what it's called.
Talk about your trip to Tonga.
All right, I was in Tonga in the South Seas, which is a sovereign state. And I talked to Dr. Paul... Paul Zampiel, who is not only a member of the government, he is a part of the cabinet there of the Prime Minister Richelieu, but he's also a healer or a shaman healing man, as they say. And we got Paul on the phone here from Tonga to talk with us about what he and I spoke of and what he sort of turned me on to, I guess, there in Tonga. And I found this elixir. It's called the coconut elixir. Dr. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, real good. How are you?
Good. And how is business?
Oh, real good, the business. Everyone is feeling good, too.
Now, when I was in Tonga, and you did a whole bunch of stuff, remember I came to see you?
Yeah, you come right after we have a big dinner, a ceremonial dinner at the hotel.
Right. Many of the villagers came, and we sat, and we had a ceremonial dinner. And then I was invited by Dr. Paul and some of the other villagers back to your lodge right there in the village.
Yeah, and we performed. That was a kind of good luck ceremony, you know, where we kill a chicken, but we did not torture the chicken or anything. The chicken had been dead and was, in fact, prepared to be cooked.
Well, it looked to me like it was chicken breasts. We've already been down this road with another kid that used to be on the Hendry Show named R.C. Collins, who would sacrifice a barbecued chicken.
Oh, I remember him, yeah.
Oh, I heard about that kid. I heard all the way down to talk about that kid. No, we didn't go down to the Safeway and get a barbecued chicken. We had the chicken, and it was a chicken that we grown on the farm ourselves, but we had prepared the chicken to be barbecued that night, but it was not yet barbecued.
No, I know that, but it looked like it was ready to be eaten. It had been plucked and prepared.
Yeah, that's right. But we went ahead and we performed the ceremony and rubbed the chicken thighs and legs.
Well, what you did was you rubbed two drumsticks on my face.
Yeah, that's right. And then the rest of the ceremony was simply taking the drumsticks and doing a dance with them around you in a circle.
All right.
And, well, you remember, right?
No, I remember. I'm just sort of for the audience.
Well, they took the two, you took, Dr. Paul, this is Bobby.
Yes, ma'am.
So you took two drumsticks out of a package of chicken.
No, not a package. Not a package.
Now, this was a chicken that they had there on their village farm.
Yeah.
All right, and you rubbed them. You rubbed Jim's face with them.
Yeah, we rubbed the drumsticks all over his face, and then I danced around him, and did a chicken dance, did a drumstick dance around him, and then I forget what else I did. I kind of made it up as I went.
Now, what do you mean you made it up as you went? Because a lot of people will say, well, I've been down to those village dances and those village ceremonies, and it looks like it's a bunch of hokum.
No, it's not a hokum, but a lot of times people will say, we want to see like a native village dance. Well, there's only so many. There's not all that many. And so you kind of, well, what can I do here? So what I did with you, although you didn't request the dance.
No, I was there just to get the health treatment that you had promised. This was a kind of a shamanistic thing.
So this was, I don't want to call you a witch doctor. You're not a witch doctor, are you?
Well, that's an old term, you know, that's an offensive term. I know you don't mean to offend.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
No, it's all right, but no, I'm a shaman healer, but it's not magic. It's to get the person, the subject of the healing, to work for themselves.
Right, so in other words, he's got to get my mind right.
Yeah, we tried to get Jim's mind right. So I realized that Jim, but at the time you thought I was doing a real dance.
Well, yeah, you're telling me now you weren't.
No, it was a real dance, but I was making it up as I went. So I started to do the Roger Rabbit. Did you see that?
I took that to be authentic.
You thought the Roger Rabbit was an authentic dance?
Well, I don't. So you're telling me, what's the Roger Rabbit?
It was that one that I was doing, you know, with the arms. Then I did the Cabbage Patch. I did a bunch of stuff that you thought was a native dance. I even busted out the mashed potatoes.
So you're making fun of me?
No, I was not.
Well, then why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. I've got we've got a terrible allergy here. Terrible allergy.
All right, go ahead.
So that's what I did, and then you I rubbed the drumstick on you, and then I put both of them in your swimming trunks. Remember?
Yeah, I was in my swimming pants because I just come over from the pool, and
were you in their village?
Yeah, but they had a big resort pool there. And then he put the drumsticks in my trunks in the netting, and I was supposed to walk back to the hotel that way. Now, I saw a car about 100 yards behind me, Dr. Paul, with you. It looked like you were sitting in the back seat and you were up through a sunroof with a camera. Is that right?
Yeah, well, we were just tracking the motion of to see if you make it back to your hotel.
You weren't doing that for laughs.
No, you think I'm trying to make a fool of you. I'm not trying to make a fool of you. I'm simply trying to show you the power of the mind to help enhance and to exfoliate as well as to soften the skin. Because remember what you came to me to get was a skin softening. And
So this involved rubbing the drumsticks on the face.
Yes, it did. And let me ask you, I ask you directly, Jim, was your skin softer when you got back to the hotel?
Well, yeah, it was softer, I will tell you that, and it felt good.
Okay, so the proof is in the pudding, huh? The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding. I'm just very unusual is all I'm going to say, Dr. Paul. But look, you did a splendid job, and we're grateful that you came on the phone with us here long distance there from Tonga. And thank you again. And I know people are going to you're working with Dean, correct?
Yeah, I'm working with Dean Baudouin. I'm going to be up there probably in about 3 weeks. We'll do the chicken dance and see what else we can do.
All right. Well, Dr. Paul, thank you very much from all of us here in the United States to all of you there in Tonga. A very, very good day to you.
All right. Thank you.
So he's not a witch doctor.
No, he is not a witch doctor. He is a shaman healer. And I will tell you, I went to him specifically because I had dry skin. So I followed them over to the village there. I left my wife and I left everybody back at the hotel. Everyone was having lunch and then they were going to go and take a nap. Some people were going to go sunbathe or have some spa treatments. I said, you know what? All of you can do what you're going to do. I want authentic village life.
That is exactly how I feel.
Right. So I said, I'm going to go into the village here with Dr. Paul, and I'll follow the village people and their customs. And they took these drumsticks. I thought it was going to be a chicken sacrifice. It wasn't.
Well, had they been refrigerated? I mean, what was the...
Yeah, it was like a pack of fryer chicken, or whatever you call it.
So it's ready for frying?
Yeah.
So it's mostly drumsticks?
Yeah, but they said they sacrificed this chicken. If they did, it had 18 legs, because that's all there was.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
It didn't feel right, but anyway, they took two of the drumsticks, rubbed them on my face, put them both in my pants, in my swimming trunks, and then they said, you got to shag, excuse my language, but they said, now you can shag ass, pardon me. We got to get, one of the things that Jim Steele's Live Again insists on is we got to have clean air, and we got to clean the air filters out of this place, because it doesn't do us any good to have a health show and have dirty air. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. So as I was saying, they said, we're going to put these two drumsticks in your pants. Now you shag ass back to the hotel. And I started walking.
Well, but that sounded like they wanted you to hurry up.
Right, but they didn't say run. They said just like you're speed walking. So I started to speed walk back to the hotel with two drumsticks there in my shorts. They said, don't let the drumsticks slip down out of out of your underwear, out of the swimming trunks, and onto the ground, because you'll ruin the effect of the skin moistening. And I said, you got it. But that's when I turned around. I saw Dr. Paul there with the camera.
So he was following you this whole time?
Yes, he was following me the whole time, and taking, you know, pictures of me and so on and so forth. All right, so there, that's my experience in Tonga, the Tonga people. We're going to see how Clarence is doing with Dexter Bourdouin here in a moment. This is Jim Steele's Live Again. Jim Steele's Live Again. How are you feeling? Are you up and at 'em, or are you feeling tired and peaked? How's your skin look? Are you resonating? With Jim Steele's Live Again, you'll get the latest on every health and beauty technique we know. And if we don't know it, we'll find someone who does. But brother, you better believe this, we'll go find it. Jim Steele's Live Again. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Chef Carl Cedillo. Come down for the cream test. We're going to be testing five different kinds of creams from five dairies around the South California area. These cows are fat, and they give nothing but fatty milk and fat cream. And I believe very much in cow milk. I believe very much in cow cream. I only use cow cream in all cookies and candies and cakes and pastries that I make. And when we make a donut with real cow cream, you'll know it. You'll feel it. The next day, you'll feel it. You'll feel a pain in the left side of your chest. But you never had anything more delicious.
Chef Carl Cedillo's Cow Creamers, available now at Noodley's. All right, welcome back, everybody, to Jim Steele's Live Again. I'm Jim Steele with Bobby Dooley. And look who's back in the room right now with us here is Clarence, and Dexter Bourdouin is with us. And Bobby, how does Clarence look?
Well, you look like you've got a really bad sunburn.
Yeah, I looked in a mirror. I got no, like, my face is all messed up.
Well, his face is going to be messed up for a very brief period of time, maybe about 6 hours, and then, you know, and right now it's not at ape attack, and I know you took exception to that.
I did.
All right, but to call me out on the show is bad news, man. Really bad.
All right, I didn't, you know, Dexter, this is my show. The show's called Jim Steele's Live Again. I bring you on to, you know, do your stuff, but next week I'm gonna have somebody else.
Right, next week you'll have some hack. This is your opportunity to shine with Dexter Bourdouin. And shine with Dexter Bourdouin, huh? Not Baxter, Dexter. Jesus. How do you like this guy, huh?
I like him a lot, though. Yeah.
Well, that figures. Look, I took this punchy guy. Don't call him punchy, all right?
He's a former MMA fighter.
Ooh.
Really great.
Hey, don't talk to him like that.
I tell you what you do, Palooka. You
talk him like that.
You'll hear from my lawyer.
What's that?
You'll hear from my lawyer.
I can't understand a word you're saying. Sounds like someone broke your nose there, Dexter.
You know that, dude.
He said you'll hear from his lawyer.
Oh, will I hear from his lawyer? I hear from his lawyer every week. Every week he wants to sue me because the things we bring forth here on Jim Steele's Live Again, he thinks he invented. So I brought him on the show just to calm him down and to shut him up and to say, okay, lay out some stuff that's really unique and we'll see if it's any good. He comes on with this ape attack skin peel.
I don't know. You think it's going to regenerate?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
You're going to be fine.
Hey, Dexter, you knew coming in here today, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, that I had to make you privy to this. You knew coming in here today that there was a 5 in 10 chance you were going to get your clock wound, right?
No, I didn't say anything.
All right, get out of here, okay? I can't understand anything you're saying.
No, I can't hear you.
We heard you already. You said we'll hear from your lawyer.
Yeah, I did.
I probably got in trouble.
No, you did the right thing, Clarence. You did exactly the right thing.
You let that buggy get a beat.
Don't call him an ape, all right?
Get a beat.
Why don't you bug off, all right? You're standing there with your nose is bleeding all over my floor. My floor, okay?
Fuck, dude.
Hey, just said the F word.
That's all right, Clarence. Just sit there. All right, Clarence, I think in about 12 hours you'll look pretty good. One thing about Dexter is he is a pain in the ass, and I don't like him. I never have liked him. But, boy, the Dexter Bourdouin skin treatments really do work, and they are enhancing.
Now, tell us again, before we leave the air, about the your Jim Steele in beautification slap, or the beauty slap?
I call it the beauty slap. It's the Jim Steele beauty slap, and I slap, again, the hand has to be moving about 160 miles an hour. I could even make you look good, Dexter. What do you think of that? Why don't you hold that tissue? Show him how to do that.
You've got to hold the tissue to your nose. You're going to bleed.
Kind of like that?
Yes.
I bet you I could get you looking good with this Jim Steele beauty slap.
Jim Steele beauty slap? What does that mean? You're slapping him?
Did you hear what he said?
Wait, you never did it.
What did he say?
He said, are you slapping ham? I got to kick...
Hey, what's happening, man?
I got to kick your... This has been Jim Steele's Live Again, and I appreciate every one of you. Everything you do from sunup to sundown makes my life better, and I hope I make your life better just by being in it. I'm Jim Steele. I hope you'll join us again for Jim Steele's Live Again, and next time we're on the air, we thank Phil Hendry and the use of the PhilHendry.com radio network and the podcast network to air this thing. I'm Jim Steele. Live Again. Jim Steele's Live Again. With Jim Steele. The Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Get to the
Why don't you shut up?